It should be really nice because there's not many places left that I've not been. Now, I have been to Aberdeen once, but it was 2002 when I was last there. So that was a long time ago. And I remember at the time, because I still had a day job at the time, I took a couple of days off and I came up and I was supporting Chris Addison at some gig at the Forum, I think it would have been. And that was, so that was a long time ago and I haven't been there since. So I think that should be, I think it should be quite nice to go back and see what it's like. So at my show, I just aim to get in as many jokes as possible. And frankly, when people come to your show, all you want to do is make people laugh as much as you can because you want them to keep that, you want them to come back next time so that you don't have to go back to doing a real job. I used to be a conference organizer. Hopefully, if I can make people laugh enough, I'll never have to organize another conference in my life. So my aim is in my time on stage, I'll try and get in as many jokes as I can. I try and get like 200 jokes into a show if I can, and just keep cranking them out and make people laugh. It's a load of old nonsense, frankly. It's not about anything, and I'm certainly not gonna bore people by talking about the world and real issues and politics and things like that. There's enough horrors in the world without bringing it to the comedy stage. So no, it's just I do one-liners. It's lots of stupid jokes, lots of puns, you know, silly jokes, rude jokes, darker jokes, a mixed bag of those sorts of things. And if you like one-liners, it's a good show for you. And if you like storytelling, it's probably not. But for people who love jokes, we have a great time.